Welcome to another exciting podcast episode of The Decline and Fall of America. Today we have an interesting subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about a tough subject. We're going to be talking about incest in the United States and around the world. Incest is the subject for discussion. Why? Because there's been new studies, particularly based on DNA provided by genetic testing companies like 23andMe, which show that, you know, it used to be that experts, like in the mid-1970s, estimated that they thought incest was about 1 in 1 million people. Turns out that that was a lie. That was untrue. The experts were completely wrong. It's not 1 in 1 million. It's more like 1 in 7,000 people. Let me repeat that. Experts in the 70s estimated that incest was about 1 in 1 million people. Today, we now know, due to genetic testing and companies like 23andMe and others like Ancestry.com, that incest, in other words, being related, closely related, children and parents, but not knowing that they're children and parents, people having sex with brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, all the rest of that crap, it's now, they believe it's 1 in 7,000. In other words, it's much, much more common than people realized. So nobody's talking about it. I can't remember turning on the news and seeing this. I can't remember anyone discussing this in school. I'm pretty well educated. I've got a graduate degree from Harvard. They never discussed this, but we're going to discuss it here today, assuming you want to keep listening. I'm going to read an article from the Daily Mail newspaper. You can read the article at dailymail.com if you want to. I'm going to read parts of it or most of it. And, you know, the Daily Mail is a very reputable newspaper out of England. Its articles tend to focus on research and statistics and data, often from governments or university studies, or in this case, from genetic testing companies. And they write these articles. I read them. I share them with you and from other sources as well. And then we can discuss them afterwards. So here's the article. You can draw your own conclusions afterwards. But they are finding out that incest is much more common. And I would submit that is a clear sign of the decline and fall of America. You can make up your own mind. Here's the headline of the article, quote, Ancestry are laying bare the frightening extent of incest in the United States, unquote. That's the headline of the article. And I'm going to read you the article. Here we go. Quote, DNA tests that arrive in the mail, including Ancestry DNA and 23andMe, are exposing the uncomfortable extent of incest in the United States. The tests, which run for about $100, can't explicitly state whether someone is the product of incest, but the results can be taken to third-party genetic testing firms, which can. One person who found out the disturbing truth about her family was a 39-year-old Victoria Hill, who at a high school reunion got chatting about family trees with an ex-boyfriend with whom she was once intimate. His family makeup was similar to hers. Upon talking to her, they took the same test. A text was sent and it confirmed to her what they had feared. They were brother and sister. Ms. Hill says she is still traumatized by that day. Meanwhile, Virginia native Steve Etzel found out via Ancestry DNA that his parents were first-degree relatives, either siblings or father and daughter. He radiated anger at the thought of the origins of his conception that was likely the result of a sexual assault of his mother, which was carried out by his grandfather. The prevalence of incest in the United States is far more common than previously thought, with research including common genealogy tests now putting the rate at 1 in 7,000. Dr. Jim Wilson from the University of Edinburgh, who conducted the research, said, quote, That's way more than I think many people would ever imagine. Quote, it's a far cry from the 1975 estimate in a psychiatric test book that put the rate at 1 in 1 million. DNA tests that arrive in the mail, including Ancestry and 23andMe, can be helpful tools in determining whether someone has genetic predispositions for certain conditions. Still, they occasionally learn the disturbing truth about their parenting. Babies born of incest are at increased risk of suffering birth defects, developmental delays, genetic disorders such as blindness and hearing loss, neonatal diabetes, and limb malformations. The risks of two siblings of a parent and a child having a baby are manifold. When two closely related people have sex, the female becomes pregnant. There is an increased risk of recessive genetic disorders. Quote, this is because the children receive a copy of the genes from each parent. When the harmful genetic mutations known as recessive genes are being overridden by dominant genes, But when related individuals get pregnant, they decrease genetic variations in the recessive genes that they then combine to become dominant in their children, causing many types of congenital disabilities. In the case of incestual relationships, genetic variations from two parents decrease and recessive genes combine to become dominant in the child, resulting in a higher risk of a range of disorders, including low IQ, cleft palates, heart conditions, cystic fibrosis, and infant deaths. People born of incest may feel like they cannot reproduce for fear of giving birth to a baby with life-threatening genetic anomalies. One such person is 64-year-old Teresa Weller. She found out in 1985 that her father was her mother's brother. She said, quote, "It was only when I was walking the streets afterwards in a daze that it hit me I could never be a mom. There was no way I could risk having a damaged baby. I would give that up, the one thing that I wanted. I would have to give up the one thing I wanted most in the world." Steve, meanwhile, was born with a heart murmur that required two surgeries when he was a teen, possible product of two sets of the same genes and mutations, though he and his wife, Michelle, who helped him on his search for the truth, can't say for sure that his incestual origins were the cause. Steve grew up in foster homes and was curious about his biological family. He had taken the ancestry test as a quest to track down his birth mom and had given up shortly after giving, who had given him up shortly after giving birth when she was 14. Well, I could keep reading this, but I'm not going to. It's a long article. It's a topic I'm not all that comfortable with, but I understand their point. Their point is, you know, the old textbooks that they were using in the 1975s lied. They didn't have good data back then. They didn't have genetic testing, and they just said, oh, incest is one in a million. Pretty much basically they were telling people, don't worry about it. But here we are, fast forward one generation in 2024, and Ancestry.com and 23andMe, which are genetic testing companies, are saying, hey, it's one in 7,000. It is way more common than experts told us a generation ago. And who knows, is this increasing? And why would that be? Why would it be one in a million in the mid-70s and one in 7,000 a generation later? I mean, granted, social mores around sex have declined greatly, right? You got more pornography. You've got all kinds of creepy stuff on the internet. You've got all kinds of broken down families. People are engaged in all kinds of what used to be viewed as aberrant sexual activity. And now, increasingly, in our incredibly tolerant society, people are becoming more tolerant of bizarre variations of sexual conduct that used to get people ostracized or punished by society and now are considered somewhat normal. Now, I don't think incest is ever going to be considered normal. I don't view it as normal. And I'm assuming our society doesn't view it as normal. But maybe because our people are having sex with more people, they're doing weirder and stranger things, they're not reserving sex just for marriage anymore, it's no longer in a protected environment, they're meeting strangers on the internet, on Tinder and OnlyFans and on Bumble and JDate and Match.com and all these other dating websites, and they're quickly hooking up with them and having sex. Well, if you have sex with more and more people and people's quote-unquote body count is over 100 or 200 now, where it used to be under 10 sexual partners in a lifetime, that is, if you're sleeping with over 100 people and if you're from a small town or a small community, or even if you're not, even if you're from a larger community and let's say your community has 2,000 or 3,000 people in it or 20,000 people in it, but if you're sleeping with 100 to 200 people in that community, what are the odds sooner or later you're going to be sleeping with a cousin, second cousin, niece, nephew? God knows what. God knows what. Especially because everyone's getting divorced and remarried and having children out of wedlock because the government is now paying for that and so on and so forth. So, yes, one of the fallouts of all of this sexual liberation could very well be the increase in incest. Not that it was intended, but that could be a logical result of it. And I submit to you, isn't this just one more clear sign of the decline and fall of America? What do you think? I'm Charles Factor, broadcasting worldwide from the relatively new studios in the great state of North Carolina, wishing you a great day.